Hey guys, welcome to episode 2 of Complaining with Kristen. This time, a bunch of things happened. It was Eric's birthday, my friend complains about some work stuff, Jared complains about piano practice, and Annabelle complains about school. A lot of things happened, so enjoy. And now, a message from our sponsor.
Jared, stop, I'm recording.
You know what I want to complain? Hey, you know what I want to complain about? I literally said I don't want to complain about anything, yet Kristen put me on this damn podcast.
Okay, welcome to Complaining with Kristen and Friends. Hi, guys, and welcome to another portion of Complaining with Kristen and Friends. I'm here today with my good friend, Melina Durham. Say hi, Melina.
Hi, Kristen.
Say hi to the rest of the world.
Hello, Kristen's podcast.
Sure, good enough. Right now, we're watching... What are we watching?
Harry Potter. Is there
a Azkaban?
No, Chamber of Secrets.
Jared, it's the second one. Stupid. Anyway,
I don't want to go to piano practice today.
Oh, come, Jared. Speak into the microphone. Please speak into the microphone. Say your name.
Hi, my name is Jared Hamilton. Brother of Kristen Hamilton.
Okay. Now say what you're mad about.
I have piano practice in about 4 minutes, and I don't want to go to it because piano practice is boring.
Can you tell her not to come?
Can it just pass?
Wait, isn't it going to be in here?
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's what I'm complaining about now. All right, goodbye.
That was Jared Hamilton, brother of me. Yeah. Okay, what else is there to talk about? Oh, some of you may know I'm on Zero Hour. And it's a youth climate movement. Go check us out on Twitter and Instagram at This Is Zero Hour. Anyway, I'm one of the directors of volunteer management, and I'm really tired of people sending me emails. Like, every single day, I got, 100 emails about, I want to volunteer. Like, I'm really happy that you want to become a climate activist. But I wish there was some way for me not to get so many emails. But that's just what happens. It really just be like that sometimes, you know? What else?
Ooh, you should get yourself a business email.
I don't have a business email.
Just make one. Like, make a new... Because, like...
I tried to make a second email, but, like, they already connected my own email to Kristen at This Is Zero Hour. So, they couldn't change it. And I was like, oh, well.
Is Harry Potter? Because that's not Harry Potter. Remember?
Okay, we're going to go make some limeade now. Goodbye. So the audio is really bad on this one, so just try and listen closely. Your name.
My name's Melina. Okay, so I'm gonna complain about my job.
Well, say what we're doing first.
Oh, we're watching Harry Potter Chamber of Secrets in her parents' room.
Mm-hmm.
And Jared is having piano lessons right now. So I'm gonna complain about my job. So I go to work, right? And I took an extra shift today just because I wanted some more money, right? But then I get there and tell me why. Literally no one comes in there. No one comes in there. I had to
tell them what we do.
Oh, I work at Lido Pizza and I'm a server, so my money, how much money I get is based on how many people come in the restaurant. Most of the money I make is tips. So no one came in, and one of my main, where I got a lot of money from, was the people my mom brought in because I asked her to bring her friends in. And yeah, no one comes in, so I don't get any money. I literally fell asleep today. I was asleep on my job, and this lady walks in and I woke up. Okay, I'm Melina, and I have complained.
Wow, you guys, that was great. Harry Potter is crazy. Okay, see you later. Hi guys, welcome to another part of Complaining with Kristen and Friends. Right now I'm joined by my friend, Annabelle Lee. Everyone clap. Yay! Okay, Annabelle.
Okay.
Everyone be quiet.
Okay, hi everyone. My name's Annabelle, and I'm currently a senior at George C. Marshall High School, and I am a candidate for the IB program. But fun fact, it doesn't really matter. I mean, it's ridiculous that our test scores don't come out until the middle of summer, and we don't even know if we get our diploma until after we graduate. So it doesn't matter. So even though I'm trying to be a senior and not care about classes, I can't because I have so many finals and exams. Thank you so much. I hate class.
Wow, that was Annabelle Lee. Everyone clap. Yay! Okay, bye. Welcome to I Hate Eric Birthday Edition. It's Eric's birthday. Everyone boo.
Boo!
Eric is 18 today. That means he's an adult. That means that he can vote. That means that our future could be our is basically that in means, Eric's hands.
That means drugs and sex. That's what's up.
I hate Eric. Okay, goodbye.
Do you want your grandma to
So Eric, today I was taking over 0 Hours Instagram, and you know what Eric does? He got in my video and just made me have to start over multiple times. Anything you'd like to say about that?
I did do that.
This is another edition of I Hate Eric. It's also his birthday, as I said, and no one cares. Okay, goodbye. Oh, wait. He also made a really bad sign for prom, and the writing is really messy. Oh, the, like, there's no grammar.
It's
worse than Coach Wong's grammar. It doesn't make sense, and it's not funny, and there's no food involved. I'm sorry, Grace. Hello, and welcome to another segment of Complaining with Kristen. I'm here with special guest stars. Say your name.
Noelle.
Anna.
And the rest of them that are here. Okay, today we're complaining about... Okay, so technically right now we're at conference, but there's literally no one else here. We're alone. And there's this ramp at Falls Church High School that you think is going to go up to the bleachers, but it actually just goes to an ADA, like... It actually just goes to an ADA viewing area, which is really confusing. So let's talk about that.
It's actually not handicap friendly because you'd think that it's designed so handicaps can, like, get on the bleachers, right? No, they can't get on the bleachers because it doesn't go anywhere.
It doesn't even go on the bleachers. It just goes to a random platform. Now, the last time we were here, which was on Tuesday, multiple times I walked up this ramp after my race, tired, thinking that I was getting to the bleachers where my water was and where I could sit down, but I was actually just going to a random platform in the middle of nowhere.
Anything I'm pretty else? Sure this happened to, like, everyone on our team. Also, speaking about us being here by ourselves, we're here 2 hours early.
Yeah, like, the meet starts at, like, 5. It is now 2:47. We are alone on Falls Church High School's, like, track. They're not even here
yeah,
right
not
now.
Not even Falls Church
like,
High School.
School isn't even finished, and we're just here, you know? Anything yeah. else?
So, we're going to be low energy, probably, by the time we have to run. So, bad planning on Clifford's part.
Bad planning on Clifford's part. Anything you have to add, Noelle?
Yeah, this is exhausting.
Right.
This has been too much for me. I don't know what it means to be a person anymore. And this is not helping me find myself.
No,
right.
The ramp is as confusing as what it means to be a person.
Right. And that's about it. Okay, bye. Okay, guys. That's basically the end of the Complaining with Kristen episode 2. I think it's time for me to do things that I'm happy about. So Tuesday, I had conference for track.
I ran sub 13, which is really great because I'm a senior. This is my last conference, and this is the last time that I could basically do that. I'm finished with IB exams for the week. I only have two more. I got to eat some really good pizza last week. And that's like basically, yeah, that's basically the great things going on in my life. Oh, right, I just turned 18. Don't really feel that different, but I'm an adult now. I can vote. So yeah, I'm a little bit sad because I'm getting older, but that's okay because now I could like do things by myself. Anyway, that's it. Thank you for listening to another episode of Complaining with Kristen and Friends. We'll see you next time on episode 3. Bye.